Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is the 7th of March, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Ashley's at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning.
And what national day?
I haven't actually looked yet. I know yesterday was Oreo and Dentist Day.
But Oreo and Dentist?
That was yesterday. Today looks like it's Cereal Day and Be Heard Day.
Okay. Cereal Day and Be Heard Day. Well, if you're listening, we will be heard.
Gotta be heard with the crunchy cereal.
The crunchy cereal. Okay. Good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning. And it's so great to be here on this Monday. 47 degrees. It's a beautiful, crisp, clear morning. Well, I'll tell you what, with all the events that are happening throughout the world, it's just great to be here in Shasta County right now. Again, 47 degrees. Looks like we're going to have a sunny day with a high of 72. Overnight lows of 43. Tuesday calls for sunny with a high of 75. Tuesday night with 41. Wednesday calls for sunny with a high of 69. And Thursday, sunny, 69. Friday, sunny once again. Looks like we don't really have too much rain in the forecast. Saturday, mostly sunny with a 70. And this weekend, or coming up weekend, 70. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned. The Kenny family in Anderson, 365-3793. We've got tickets to give away this morning. Don't forget about Shasta College. They've got a Shasta Spring Play. It's called Mr. Burns, a post-electric play. So, of course, theater is in full swing again. We love the fact that Thursday night I had Axiom Repertory Theater on. They've got a couple plays. The Secret Garden is currently, there'll be tickets that we'll be giving away for the Secret Garden. And Young Frankenstein, the musical, is coming up as well. But right now, we've got tickets to Mr. Burns, the post-electric play. Performances are March 10th, 11th, and 12th at 7 p.m. And I think we have the 13th at 2 o'clock p.m. So if you'd like to call right now, we'll give you tickets for four. That's for Shasta College production coming up of a post-electric play. Now, it is funny. If you read the text of the play, it's a bunch of people sitting around talking about if you really like stuff like, some of the shows that you've like The Simpsons and stuff. There's it's as if they have been where they're the last people on the planet, and they sit around and they have all of these funny. It's a group of survivors. They share a campfire and begin to piece together a plot of The Simpsons episode Cape Fear, purely by memory. 7 years later, there's another snippet of pop culture, jingles and pop songs and commercials that become the live theatrical entertainment of an emerging society. So if you like that kind of tongue-in-cheek weird stuff, this is the play for you. anyway, give us a call, 605-4567.
Okay.
How'd you like that? I tried to remember what we talked about the other night, and then I had to look it up. So
okay. Hey, let's talk about the Ukraine. On Friday, I posted a Facebook page, and it said, for those of you who might be wanting to fight in the Ukraine, here were the instructions on how to do that.
Really?
Yeah. And what it is a how to apply to fight. You know, what you need to do, what you need to bring, and all that. But right now, the Ukrainian government is turning away people. They've had, like, about 100,000 Ukrainians returning wanting to fight.
Mm.
They don't have the weapons. They don't have the equipment for them. And they've got 20,000 people applying that are non-Ukrainians that want to come over and fight. If you have no military experience, forget it. They don't have time to train you. You become a mind detector. If you've got like medical training and that kind of, they can use that because they don't have to arm you per se. You can't bring your own firearms into the fight. So, you know, for a variety of reasons. But the, it was interesting to see how many people wanted to go over there. I've been reading stories about Japanese office workers. So here you've got all these people because they want to stand up against the Russians.
Okay, that's what I
want to
know.
That's all they want to do. They want to stand up
against
the Russians.
Oh, the underlying reason.
They want to try and help. Okay. Russia arrested nearly 5,000 protesters this weekend. The Ukrainian presidential advisor, Mr. Podolak says that invading Russian forces have damaged or destroyed 202 schools, 34 hospitals, and more than 1,500 residential buildings in Ukraine in less than 2 weeks of war. There's, of course, you see these photos of what they're doing. You're getting all this in the sense that from their bombardments. And but Russia and Ukraine are set to meet for a third round. Ukraine has asked the UN's highest court to rule against Russia. Meanwhile, Russia has moved around. They've taken two of the four big, of the nuclear plants in the Ukraine. Businesses are turning and, fighting against, Russia in the only way they can, such as Levi's have cut off. It's pausing commercial operations in Russia, as well as donating thousands of dollars. Facebook, others are cutting off the Russians. I heard that one of the major porn sites in the world have cut off Russia. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. I got it from a secondary source. Who I usually trust.
Well, it's a large form of streaming money. According to one of the articles here, retired U.S. commander explains how Ukraine can win. The longer the fight goes, says retired Admiral William McRaven, the better chance the Ukrainians have of winning it. And as far as Putin is concerned, he's going to lose this war no matter how it unfolds because he has become an international pariah.
Well, that's true. You know, here they are. They've invaded another country. They're trying to redraw the map of Europe. They've killed civilians. The Ukrainians just didn't roll over, which is what I kind of think they thought was going to happen. They're fighting them. They are surrounding their cities, but they, you know, they're as far as their strategy to take the seaports. They're taking all of the power plants. They're they've gotten to Kyiv, or they're still on their way to Kyiv. They want the Ukrainians just to leave Kyiv, and they're not going to do it. The president is nobody expected him to come up with the backbone or the willingness to fight the Russians. The world is turning against them. I think we are even looking at turning down cutting off those 500,000 barrels of oil we're getting a day from Russia. Imagine that. You know, we're paying for this war. And, of course, when you do that, there are consequences. And one of the things that Biden did not say in his State of the Union address when he was talking about the Ukraine, if we are going to oppose the Russians, the Ukrainians are paying for it in blood. We're going to have to pay for it in our economy. If we cut off that, and with the other sad decisions that Biden has made about cutting off, you know, about stopping our oil expansion, stopping pumping and all this, that means the gas prices are going up. Now, does anybody know of any place in California except the Clear Creek Market that has gas for less than $5 a gallon?
Well, I am a person who, Carl and I have a funny story. I don't know if you want to admit it or not, about Friday night's mishap. But it really...
Not right now.
Well, I mean, it goes into the gas thing. Oh, it segues into the gas thing. We're on our way to an event.
Oh, yeah.
Only to get dressed up out to be at an event and show up.
Show up.
And there's no event, but...
No, there was an event there.
Yeah, for the next night.
For the next night.
Right. But we were not invited to that event, but we thought there was another event on that night. We're dressed up, valet park the car, get in, and we're like starting to make text calls. Where is everybody? Are we, is there another room?
Why is there nobody here but us?
On the way down there, I wasn't thinking about gas prices, but we went by that Clear Creek Market and said gas was $4.70, and I couldn't believe it. But then on the way back home, we started looking at gas prices elsewhere, $4.90. This is Friday night, $4.90, $5. So the next day, I got up early and I had some errands to run, and I thought, you know, I'm going to go get gas. Well, overnight, gas gone up to $5.03, $4.99, $4.90. I don't even have $4.99. I might not have been there, but $4.00. So I drove down to Clear Creek Market, and I waited in line for $4.70. It was $4.70. And I waited in line. You know, it was kind of, you know how it is when you have to try to line up to a gas pump and everybody had lined up in strange, odd ways. So you had to wait for this guy to get that way and, you know, maneuver and strange, like, what is your car tanked on the left or the right? But I thought, I came home and I told Carl, and by the time we drove by there the next day, the gas had gone up, the 20 cents, up to $4.90. So yesterday driving around, everywhere we went, there was anywhere from $4.90 was the lowest up to $5.60. And I said to Carl, not since the Carter administration had I waited in line to get gas. Not since the Carter administration.
You're choosing because it's the cheaper gas. It's not like there wasn't any gas like under the... Okay, we got to take a quick break. You know, the one thing that is consistent in our lives, obviously, gas prices and all that. The one thing that is consistent in our life is
our sleep number bed.
Yeah,
we can say that. And we have the dual control. And that means that we can change our numbers, and I'm always changing my number.
The firmness of the mattress.
Absolutely. And so my sleep number setting last night was 65. I change it all the time. That's the beauty in it.
Well, my sleep number setting was 70. And the thing about it is you can adjust that. And with the Sleep IQ 360 technology, it can adjust to you as you move through the night. It can actually keep track, if you wish it to, on how you're sleeping, and just then it gives you little hints like you may want to adjust your bed to this level before you go to sleep. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. Don't miss Sleep Number's weekend special. Save up to $700 on Sleep Number 360 smart beds, plus special financing. That ends today, only at our Sleep Number store. Now, special financing is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. Of course, our Sleep Number store is in the Target Shopping Center. Go on down. See Steve or any of the pros down there. You won't be sorry. 7:18 in the morning, 46 degrees. We'll be right back. And I've got a question to ask you about your neighborhood. We'll be right back.
Sunflower, good morning. You should make it like a sunny time.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing, enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Thank you. 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hey, the Flanagan Fire remains. 88 acres is now 80% contained, or most of it's contained. But, you know, I just curious how you feel about this, because it shows that it was Cal Fire. It was a burn pile that was lit by Cal Fire and crossed over its containment line and burned the area of Walker Mine and Flanagan Road in the city of Shasta Lake. Now, can you be more forgiving in your heart, knowing that we saw how windy it was on Friday? Extremely windy. I don't know what the gusts were, but we know that, you know, it was extremely windy. And even the experts can have something where a fire can jump. Even the experts. Now, did they have a controlled burn that day, and then the wind came up, and somewhere in the middle of the controlled burn, the predicament of the winds became like way more excessive than they thought they were going to be? But can you find it more forgiving with the fact that, you know, the pros are out there and they're not doing something stupid, as opposed to when somebody just lights a match and throws it somewhere?
Well, but the pros should know, though, that when you start a and you're burning, they're burning debris, that the wind conditions were going to be gusts of over 20 miles an hour. And that appears to be what happened, is it got out of their control zone. And then 88 acres, it's like you said, 80 to 85% contained. But they had to evacuate whole neighborhoods and all this whole area down there, because, you know, they are pros, and Cal Fire does a wonderful job. But it doesn't mean that sometimes that they, you know, that they don't step on their foot, you know, their foot, you know, every so often. But this one, this has got people like, why would you do that?
I was talking on the phone with our neighbor. We were talking about the situation down the street, which is our segue. And she goes, Linda, there's a fire And I just, you know, I'd come back from, I think I'd been out at the ranch, and I saw, you know, out there in Palisita where we're located, out where the horse is boarded, we have, I've seen some of these fires when they come up from afar. It looks like maybe it's a controlled burn, which obviously that was. And then the next thing you know is I get back downtown, and all of a sudden there's that looming dark smoke cloud that's coming right down, you know, downtown area from our view of looking out downtown. So the neighbor and I were in discussion regarding something that's really got you fried.
You move into a neighborhood, a single-family neighborhood. It's a residential single-family area. You work real hard in your neighborhood with your neighbors, making sure the place looks good. We had our problems with squatters, and that was taken care of. We had problems with some drug issues down at the end of the street in a three-room apartment building. All of that was taken care of because the neighbors banded together. It looks, the street's nice. People take care of their yards and everything. Well, we were just notified by the city that a VRBO is moving into our neighborhood. We don't have anything to say about it. You, because of the way it was written, the ordinance was written, you know, if they do this and this and this and this, they can put a VRBO right next door to you. Now, to get a VRBO, it takes a business license. A business license means you're running a business in a residential neighborhood. And this isn't like renting your home, you know, long-term, you know, a home you own long-term to people. The whole idea behind this is to bring as many people as they possibly can into our street. And we,
it's a form of income for the people who bought the property.
I don't care. I really don't care. The fact is that we're in a neighborhood, and they can put a VRBO next door to you, and you have no rights, my friends. You have no rights. Because they said if they, oh, well, if they, you know, here's what the ordinance is. If they say that, if they say they're going to do it, there's no reason not to give it to them. I said, well, what if the street and the people there don't want it there? We don't know who these people are. It's not like a long-term rental. When they move in, the street comes in and welcomes them. You want them to become part of our neighborhood. When you have this, these are constantly new groups of people coming through here. They can have six adults in there. They say they have three parking places, which is, you know, skosh at best, which means, and it says they can't park on the street. There can't be any noise after 10 o'clock at night or before 6 in the morning. Well, that makes us the enforcers of that. And then here's a 24-hour-a-day number. Oh, that sounds good. And they have to be there within 60 minutes. The point is that if 100% of the street wanted to, you know, is against this, it doesn't mean anything. There is nothing in the ordinance that says that the people on the street have a word to say about it. And I understand why they brought the ordinance in. It's because people were putting these VRBOs up. There was no rules. There was nothing. Okay, if you're going to have a VRBO, you have to get a business license. You have to do these things. But there's nothing in there about protecting the neighborhood. There's nothing in there that says, oh, here, you can have people in here. We don't know who they are. I said, do they do background checks on these people that come in and rent? Well, no, of course not. So now we have, like I said, the people in, you know, they have people moving in that have, we have know nothing about. And you know what? There could be no problems, but that's not the point. The point is we have nothing to say about it. Indian Dave.
Carl.
Good morning.
Carl, my friend.
Uh-oh. What?
Hey, buddy. I'm just, you know, it's really strange. I'm not laughing at you, brother. I'm trying to laugh with you, but this is exactly how I feel about the friggin' property behind my house on the city property. They allow these people to come in. I don't know who they are. They could be felons. They could be junkies. They could be great people. But I got nothing to say about it, do I? I feel the same stinking way, Carl.
Well, you know what, and I have to say my this situation is nothing close to what you have down there when you've got people coming over and defecating in your backyard and using your neighbor's hot tub as a bath. You know what, that we're not even close to that, and I'm almost embarrassed to even say it like that. But my whole thing is that this is aided and abetted by, well, you're saying it too, it's aided and abetted by the city. Yes, okay, I understand that. I could say apples and oranges, but no, it's not. You're being imposed on too. But see, that's not right.
If the police did
their job in this sense of moving those people out of there, you know, then that could solve your problem. The city, in this case, has said there's nothing you can do about it, and I just don't believe that. I can't believe that a person could put a business in next to your house and you have nothing to say about it.
Well, I'll tell you what. If it gets to, I have a business in my neighborhood. And years ago, when you had a business in the neighborhood, you had to get the okay from all the neighbors. And if it was okay, then you went ahead and did it. Now, when I did my license, I have a business license. When I did my license, they just said, "Here you go." And I said, "What about the neighbors?" They said, "No, as long as you're compliant with parking and noise and so on, it doesn't matter."
Yep, that's it. As long as you say you're compliant. But what happens
they get $50. They get $50 a year. I think it was started at 18. Now it's up to $50 a year. And what do? Nothing.
You pay the
money, they take it. What do they do with it? Nothing, because they're not doing anything in the friggin' city property. Except downtown, they're building fences.
I understand. Sorry. And what you're going through is a lot worse than what we would.
We had an incident the other day, and the police came, the gal would not leave. And then finally the police came and he said, "Hey, you got to go." And she said, "I'll cite her. You go on about your business." He didn't ask me my name, rank, serial number, nothing. And he said, "I'll cite her." He talked to her and she walked away. He didn't give her any papers, nothing. Then she came back and cut the fence a couple days later and went through. And they have a way to get in, Carl. They have a way. They can go down through the near pond thing and go down, walk the trail, and but no, she has to come down the street and cut the fence and go through. And she's done it again. We went down and repaired it. She's done it again. I said to the police, "Hey, I'm getting sick and tired of this. It's been 8 friggin' years." She said, "Hey, I'm tired of coming down here too. What do you want me to do?" I said, "Arrest her. I can't do that." So what do you do? I mean, you know, nobody will do anything. Okay. Throw up my hand. Nick the other day said, "Hey, Dave, come to a city council meeting." I said, "Nick, I'm tired. I'm tired of screaming and being the squeaky wheel and nothing gets done."
Nothing. I know. We've had Henderson in open area residents on several times. We've written letters. From the station, I've written letters.
You guys have done your part. It's wonderful that you do, but it's going on.
It doesn't do any good, though.
And that's why a lot of people are pissed off at the city council and the council that just got jacked around, because we're tired of it. We're tired of the same crap that goes on in this city, and nothing's done.
Well, my friend.
That's my rant for Monday morning.
Got it.
Thanks for listening.
Oh, you know what? Always listen to you,
guys.
Indian Dave. Thank you. Okay, we got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with the Sons of Italy.
Well, if your baby leaves you, you got a tale to tell. Or just take a walk down the street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be so lonely.
Hi, I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO for the Redding Rancheria. On behalf of the tribe, I am happy to announce that the federal government has unpaused its consideration of our casino relocation project. Perhaps you were unaware that the tribe has been working for years to relocate our current casino to our property along I-5 that the tribe purchased nearly 20 years ago. The casino relocation project will benefit the North State. Our buy local, hire local policy will spur growth and prosperity and will make our community even better. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
It's almost April, and you know what that means. Cool April nights. Prepare yourself and your classic car for lots of show and shines, entertainment, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month. This year's official events will take place April 22nd through May 1st. And be sure to check out their website at CoolAprilNights.com for this year's schedule of events and to register your cars. Mark your calendars for the big show on April 30th, which will feature over 2,000 classic cars. Cool April Nights is also celebrating its 31st anniversary as the largest classic car show in Northern California. So, now is the time to polish up that classic car. Dust off that leather jacket and jeans. And get ready for lots of show and shine, live music, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month. Tickets on sale soon at Napa Auto Parts.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, I'm Jack Putter Jr., chairman for the Reading Rancheria. The Reading Rancheria is happy to announce that the federal government has unpaused its consideration of our casino relocation project to our I-5 property. Since purchasing the property over 20 years ago, we have carefully planned how to create a project benefiting the entire community, thus making hundreds of jobs and bringing millions of dollars to our local businesses. We will be buying local, hiring local, and provide a steady revenue for police and fire. Reading Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the DeBot. 7:37 in the morning, 47 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only area hospital with the Da Vinci XI surgical robotic system. What's that mean? Less pain, less invasive surgery. And being able to be out and about a lot faster. It's easier on the doctors. It's easier on you. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. You know, it makes Ashley crazy because she's very organized. And she's going and she warns us of that. It's coming. And we're watching.
I know.
And then we start talking to people and now she's beating on the
We
on
went
the
over
window.
Time, went over time. But we're here this morning with our Sons of Italy, Shasta Lodge 2453, where we're Franken, we're with Steve Delbent. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, and we're here to talk about your Saint Patty's Day event that's happening March 12th. Tell us all about it, and, you know, we've got the Italian of the Year here, Frank. Steve, were you Italian of the Year one time, too?
No, I haven't.
Talk into the mic.
Never yeah, buddy. Okay, so let's talk about Sons. You never die, Frank.
Yeah,
let's talk about the Sons of Italy and what the St. Paddy's Day. It's kind of a tradition that's back. We're so glad that it's back.
Absolutely.
And you're going to have the Foothill Band there, and it starts at 5:30 with cocktails and the traditional. Let's hear all about it.
Okay, you
just did. Thanks for having me. Appreciate you guys. Yes, Sons Daughters of Italy, St. Patrick's Day dinner is March 12th, this Saturday. Traditional corned beef, cabbage dinner, appetizers, salad, carrots and bread.
We've been there before.
Yeah, it's
fun. It was a fun event.
Really good corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah. I love corned
beef. Not all
corned beef
and cabbage is equal.
That's right.
Oh, thank you for that. We're having the Club Cougar Orchestra.
Yeah.
From the Foothill High School band. Welcome to having them. $23 a person.
Yeah.
You can call the office at 224-9524. Sons of Italy do a lot of things in the area. Lots of
fundraising and sponsoring.
Right,
yes.
Right. Scholarships.
They've been around for 43 years now.
Right.
Their anniversary is April. So.
And how did you get involved, Steve?
Oh, I met them down in Anderson Park. And they seemed like a fun group, and we've been with them ever since. Going on 20 years now.
20 years as far as a member. Now, Frank, you were Italian of the Year. Let's hear about what your, besides the fact that you're a media guy and you bring everybody together, what's your part in this evening?
In this evening?
Yes.
I generally take pictures.
Okay.
Yeah.
Frank
was going on stage and music-wise.
All right.
Yeah, that's what I do because I'm also a historian and membership chairman for the Sons of Italy. So I do the glamour part, shall we say. He does the hard part. He takes care of being the chairman of the whole thing, and even in the kitchen, because that's where they grab him right away. Like,
oh, do they?
So how do you get around this thing that the Sons of Italy are discriminators? Because you have to be Italian.
No.
No.
Oh, you don't even have to be Italian anymore?
No. Come on down and have a great time.
We got Irish.
Well, wait a minute.
Sons and daughters.
Right. I got that. No, I know you changed that. So maybe that explains it. If it's everybody, that's why you're celebrating St. Paddy's Day.
Absolutely.
Oh, no, that's a pirate.
Hey, so tell us what, when it comes to, making this particular corned beef and cabbage, is it an Italian version?
Do you put a meatball in?
I want to know what's going on.
Nice question, Carl.
Who's?
It's a slow boil. For hours, makes it tender, do the potatoes, we're doing everything, the cabbage in between, setting up the tables, Carol and the group there. So it's a group
event,
thank
yes.
you. It takes a lot of people to do it. It's down at the Grange, it's 4850.
Right.
If you've ever been to the Grange, it's been here for years and years, some of you that have grown up around here.
Yeah.
It's off Cedars Road.
Darling location.
You know, yeah, it's a great time. You guys come on down. You're always welcome. I've got a couple tickets for you. I don't know if you were going to make it. I didn't get a chance to talk to you.
Well,
you're able to or not. Otherwise, here's a couple to
Carl's we'll not out of the blind someplace.
Or something.
Since it's turkey season, I think you may be able to get out of the blind by then.
No, because I'll shoot a turkey. Okay. Anytime. And I'll run over my truck if I have to, because that seems to be the only way I can get a turkey.
So let's talk a little bit more about that. I want to hear about the corned beef and cabbage. You slow cook it. Is it someone's recipe, or have you been using the same recipe out of the Italian group for years?
We've got a cookbook of everything that they've cooked over the 43 years we've been together. So a couple of changes here and there in the sauce, maybe, a couple of little tweaks, because you always have a new crew coming in periodically, doing the kitchen, doing the...
That's cool.
Yeah, so...
So is there a full-on professional kitchen there at the lodge?
Yes.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
And a bar.
Oh, can't forget Jimmy and the
bar. Oh, yeah, you've got a great bar there, from what I recall.
Now, you going to have green beer that night?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
How do you make green
well, $23 a person, you know what? This sounds like a really fun event, and we know that the proceeds, besides, you've got to cover the food. But, I mean, as you put together and you do these fundraisers, you have pet projects that you pick out through the year. So can you kind of give us what maybe your two or three that perhaps would be?
We do have things throughout the year. I don't have that paper with me, but we are having a at the Grange. It's the meatball fundraiser also for, where's it at? For the Grange. They're actually doing their scholarship fund.
Okay.
April 3rd.
All right.
They've got something going on almost every month.
Of and the scholarship will go to any child or kid that's in college or going to college that wants to.
We have an application that they can fill out.
That's cool. You do a scholarship fund. But I know you guys have also done things in the community where you give to like a Hope Chest or you do stuff like that. Or maybe helping with the Anderson Park and maybe that's what I'm wondering. Like, you know, the
Tiger
friends
Park
go to.
Down there. They've done the Bochy.
There you go.
And it's building well by the library down there. It's a fun event. This time it's the Club Cougar Orchestra from the Foothill High School Jazz Band. If you like jazz music, it's going to be a lot of fun. They'll have dancers. They usually donate to that. Maybe we'll pass a hat around and then match or something.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So, it's a fun event.
If I'm not mistaken, you also do a live or a silent, like with baked goods, and don't you do something like that where you auction? Yeah.
Wings of Angels have been there.
Yes.
And do bake sales. That sort.
You know, the only thing I can say about the Sons of Italy and Daughters of Italy is that we've been going to different events that y'all have hosted since we've lived here. It makes for a better community having organizations like you all.
Right.
You know, the money goes to scholarships. It goes to putting on the next one. It's kind of, everybody knows about spaghetti and what you all do on, Paisano days and, all that. Mm-hmm. But this is something, with the corned beef and cabbage. You're reaching out to a different group here, I think. But we want to thank you. Now, how do people get a hold of you?
Again, Steve, number.
You can call my office at 224-9524. Just ask for Steve or leave a message there, and we'll get right back to you.
Now, if somebody wants to look up Sons of Italy in Reading, is there a, like, are you on Facebook? Are you on?
Oh, good. Website.
Okay, you got a website.
In
excellent.
Fact, every time I see it, I promulgate it on our Free Fire Radio,
excellent.
Which reaches thousands of people. Now, we have two tickets to give away to the
first caller
for the Sons of Italy's corned beef and cabbage
this weekend.
Caddy Day extravaganza that'll be this weekend on the 12th.
That's right, 605-4567. All right. Hopefully we'll see you there.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and this portion of the show brought to you by PSA2, Area Agency on Aging. Hey, they have a fall prevention program. Pay attention here, Frank. Funded by the California Department of Aging, this no-cost mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults or persons with disabilities. What they do, if you're 60 or older or have a disability, you reach out to them at 842-1687, the PSA2 Area Agency on Aging. And what happens is they have a person come over, an expert, look at your house, and if they see areas that they can be, that you can be helped in, like grab bars or railings or things like this, with your permission, they will install them at no cost to you. That's the PSA2 Area Agency on Aging. Give them a call at 842-1687. We have people calling like crazy for these tickets. We may give away some more tickets this week. How about that? 7:48 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the pharaoh's tomb is coming to Reading at Turtle Bay Museum March 5th through September 5th, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures, presented by Senator K. Maurice and Marianne Johannesson, in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Each year, millions of older adults suffers injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded
funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Shasta Cruising is gearing up for the car show season and will be hosting Shasta Show and Shines from April 16th through the 23rd. Sign up online today for your Shasta Show and Shine 2022 Pit Pass, then check in at each event for your chance to win great prizes. Don't miss the Show and Shine, Dub Nuts at the Reading Drag Strip, and PIBS April 23rd. Check out the full schedule of events at www.shastacruising.com.
This year's Turtle Bay auction is going virtual. Now everyone can take part in bidding on exciting items while supporting Turtle Bay. Register free online, then view and bid on over 100 items. From getaways and romantic dinners to jewelry and more. Learn more about everything auction at turtlebay.org.
When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's some old.
And welcome back to our Monday edition here of KCNR with Carl and Linda. It's great to be back in the saddle today. I'll be here again tomorrow because we have Turtle Bay, and we want to talk about the new King Tut exhibit. I do want to tell you that on Tuesday, I did a little live, where they pre-tape because the auction is coming up, the Big Turtle Bay auction, and they've decided to do it remotely again this year due to, I guess, you know, some COVID restrictions, and some people felt like that would be a better option this year. So we taped some versions, which took me over to Turtle Bay in the park area where the museum is. And while I was there in the morning, I walked over and I got to see, you know, a mummy coming out of a crate as they were putting together this King Tut exhibit, and talked with the gentleman who had that was the curator, and very, very interesting man who had a great history of working with theatrical productions, off-Broadway, Broadway operas, and had an affinity of museum and Egyptology and what it is to bring these kinds of artifacts, if you will, to people that just don't have the opportunity to visit the large museums in big cities. And that's where his passion went. So this is the 51st location that this particular, King Tut exhibit has been. And he is very, just a knowledgeable guy. It was so interesting. He not only has not just acquired, of course, I'm not sure, there may be a few artifacts within this, but you know, it's all like a learning, experience. When you come in, this guy has also had playwrights that do the descriptions on each of the artifacts, to tell you what they're like. So it's kind of a, not just something like you're reading Greek and you cannot understand it, but it's more like storytelling. And then he's also been the composer for each of the pieces. So when you come in and you look at the King Tut exhibit, you're going to hear like da da da, like French horns, like you would think when you would see like a great MGM production. You know, you get the French horns and a large entrance experience of wow, that's what it was like with the temple. And so he's not only just, he's orchestrated the entire thing. What a fascinating guy. Can't wait to actually see the exhibit. They painted all the walls black in this particular area in the museum. And so I just wanted to share with you, get on over to Turtle Bay and see some of the new things that they always are acquiring and exhibits that run through there. And, you know, just a great place to be.
You know, the price of oil has just reached $120 a barrel, and some experts are saying it could get up as high as $200 a barrel for oil. This is this will be a short-term, you know, height of insanity. But still, like I said, we're still taking the oil from Russia. There's starting to be a lot of push on Biden to do more, and that's one of them, is to cut out that $70 million a day we seem to be feeding into the Russian war machine. And the, you know, this whole thing with the pipeline that Biden approved for Russia to even put more oil and gas into the into Western Europe and making them rely even more on Russia is so wrong. It is absolutely, you know, whether you like Trump or not, he said that is idiocy back when he was president to have the our allies have to rely on Russia for their energy. This is ridiculous. Germany is now saying, gosh, maybe we shouldn't have gotten out of the nuclear power plants. And this is something that needs to be talked about. You know, the Ukraine has four major power plants, and the Russians have two of them, and they're quickly approaching taking the other two. And they said, well, yeah, but there's other energy. You know, there could be other energy sources. Well, maybe not. Along the Polish border, the humanitarian agencies there are being brought to tears by the children that have been coming across the border there, the refugees. You know, another million refugees going into Europe. And trust me, they're going to be coming here to the United States. And, you know, frankly, those who fought or are fighting for their freedom or that have been invaded by this war monster, you know, we have to help. We have to help. NATO has turned down the no-fly zone, and there's reasons for that, of course, is you have to enforce a no-fly zone, which means then is that Russian fighters and NATO flyers would be going against each other. As it is, we're pushing, and Turkey is pushing into drones into this. Talk to pilots who fought in the Desert Storm, that 40-mile convoy of Russian vehicles. You know, they were just, we caught a convoy of the Iraqi vehicles heading back into Iraq. It was called the Road of Death for a reason. You blocked both ends, and then it was total war in that one. The Ukrainians still have aircraft. There's more aircraft being pushed to them. Again, this is not going to go away. Are we going to allow, as a world, this man, Putin, to redraw the map of Europe? And then ask yourself, what's next? You don't think the Chinese are watching this? The world has to turn on Putin. They have to isolate him. You know, things as simple as Netflix is cutting off their service. Now, you say, Netflix. Yeah. But it's putting pressure on the Russian people. Cutting, you know, TikTok. I'm not even sure what TikTok is, but it's cut back a lot. But see, but what this does is it puts the pressure on the Russian people, and that's what you have to do. You have to get the Russian people to stand up. 5,700 arrested in protest. The Ukrainian tennis star who won this one open, who did she play in the last match?
a Russian woman. She beat the Russian woman. At the end of it, she's crying, she's pounding on her chest, and she donates all of her money to the Ukrainian war effort. You know, I it's a good thing that they're turning away. No, I'm not thinking about it. But if I was, that's where I'd go.
All right.
Gather so my own group of turkey hunters. Okay.
No, it's not a funny thing, but when you think about tyranny and you think about people that are, you know, Kyrgyzstan, what is it?
Tajikistan?
Yes. A good friend of ours' son lives there.
Yeah.
And she goes, honey, I'm so worried. He goes, Mom, it's like 10 hours away. Well, 10 hours away, we'd be like San Diego under siege. You don't think you would worry about that?
Especially since it takes a, and we have to leave. Hey, when we come back after the news, enjoy.
Something will make you feel yummy.
Yeah, makes you feel better. Enjoy.
Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Cities across Ukraine coming under increasing Russian artillery fire, according to Ukrainian officials, who say it's snarling attempts to safely evacuate civilians.
With Ukrainian leader urging his people to fight in the streets, Russian President Vladimir Putin has shifted blame for the invasion, saying Moscow's attacks could be halted only if Kiev ceases hostilities. Russia's made significant advances in southern Ukraine and along the coast, but many of its efforts have become stalled, including an immense military convoy that's been almost motionless for days north of Kiev.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma says Russia proposed a third ceasefire to allow Ukrainians to evacuate. However, the evacuation routes would take the civilians to either Russia or its ally Belarus, and Ukrainian officials say that is a non-starter. Putin's war is now 12 days old, with the UN saying 1.5 million people have fled Ukraine for safety in neighboring countries. They say they are trucking for freedom, protesting COVID mandates and restrictions that have hit their industry hard. Truckers, members of the so-called People's Convoy, are in the Washington, D.C. area this week, and they're getting a warm welcome.
I'm sitting in my truck, and people are coming up and giving me gifts. I walk around and people are asking me just to sign their hats or they're giving me a hug. It's surreal. I never would have expected it.
Trucker Tom from upstate New York talking with the Salem Radio Network's Mike Gallagher Show. For the first time since 2008, the average price of a gallon of regular gas has surpassed $4. AAA says price jumped 41 cents in the past week alone. On Wall Street, stocks are deep in the red. The Dow is down 445 points, the Nasdaq off 261, and the S&P 69 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm cute kid number one.
And I'm cute kid number two.
And we have been forced.
You mean hired?
We have been hired.
To tell you what direct lender FOMO is.
So let's say you buy a new home,
and maybe you use one of those big mortgage monsters.
Or someone your realtor or friend recommends.
And then a few months later, you hear us being forced.
Hired.
Hired.
To tell you about our mortgage team's direct lender advantage.
And then you feel like you missed out.
Because you probably did miss out.
And that is direct lender FOMO.
It's Ryan, and our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This often allows us to get you a better rate on that new home mortgage, saving you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Neville Park Road, Neville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1335. Rec Animalist Number 6523. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The global death toll attributed to COVID-19 has surpassed 6 million.
The total from Johns Hopkins University underscores that the pandemic is far from over. Remote Pacific Islands are just now grappling with their first outbreaks and deaths. And death rates remain high in Poland, Hungary, Romania, and other Eastern European countries, a region that has seen more than 1 million refugees arrive from war-torn Ukraine, a country with poor vaccination coverage and high rates of cases and deaths. A former World Health Organization research policy director says worldwide death rates remain highest among the unvaccinated. I'm Mike Hempen.
China's exports rose by double digits in January and last month. That was before Russia's attack on Ukraine roiled the global economy. Exports grew by 16.3% over a year earlier. News and analysis, townhall.com. Ukraine's wartime leader is pulling out all the stops to get more international aid for his embattled country.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky has a new partner in his campaign to defend his country, and that is Global Citizen, the international nonprofit that fights extreme poverty. Zelensky and Global Citizen releasing the first of what they hope will be daily calls to action for the nonprofit's millions of members and philanthropic partners. The video messages will feature Zelensky speaking about Ukraine's battle against Russia, paired with steps supporters can take to help out. Jason Walker reporting.
They are cleaning up today in Winterset, Iowa, the community hit by a powerful tornado over the weekend that left at least six people dead. Emergency management officials say the tornado cut a path of destruction close to 14 miles long. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Linda and I are here Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM. Today is Monday, the 7th of March, 2022, 8:05 in the morning. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Ashley's at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy National Flapjack Day.
Flapjacks.
Mm-hmm. We had flapjacks yesterday.
Is there a difference between pancakes and flapjacks? I don't think so.
Not that I'm aware of. I think it's a regional.
How you call it?
Yeah, kind of cute. Killer, oh. Like, where did flapjack?
And where did we get that yesterday?
Oh, we went to the Anderson Senior Center.
Frontier Senior Center
that Trish has been so responsible for. Actually, it's such a beautiful, you have guys, the facility is, we forgot about it because I think I sang there some time ago for a tea and of course when she comes on. Anyway, so we went for, they have a breakfast.
The first Sunday of the month.
It was fabulous.
For $14.
$7 each.
You get your choice of pancakes and eggs and
sausage.
And sausage.
Orange juice, coffee.
And a little fruit compote.
Mm-hmm.
Compote.
Yeah.
And I had the biscuits and gravy and two eggs, and it was wonderful.
It's my dream.
Oh, it was wonderful, buddy.
And then went to the movies and gorged on popcorn. It was our day off.
Yeah, I go down there, you know, before the day starts, I weigh myself. Okay, I can have biscuits and gravy today.
Anyway, so just speaking of, Flapjack Day. Okay, so let's do a little bit of the forecast here. Sunny with a high of 72 today if you're looking out. Side is going to be a beautiful day. Overnight lows at 43. Tomorrow calls for sunny with a high of 75. And as we go midweek, sunny. 69 on Wednesday. Thursday calls for another sunny day and Friday as well. 69 on Thursday, 74 on Friday. It looks like we may have some scattered clouds, but that's about it. And the weather's clear. And it's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, where senior and veteran discounts are always welcome. That is the Kinney family in Anderson, 365-3793. And as we have our wonderful first Monday of the month here in March, is always one of my favorite times ever, and that's with our Enjoy, who have been with us since day one. That's Rhonda Alvey and James Masada with Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store. Welcome to the show on this Monday.
Good morning.
Happy Monday.
How are you?
How come it's been 12 years and Rhonda looks younger? And James?
You're not hanging in there, buddy.
No, not so much. You don't like
it. Yes, you guys.
You haven't changed.
I had hair. Yeah. Now I don't.
You wear shorts still.
Yep. Oh, James, yeah. you both are in good shape. And we're here to talk about a lot of things. But
Rhonda and I, behind the scenes in the office, laugh at each other hysterically because her and I are like, I don't know, we're like, I don't know if there's a term for it, but like twins from a different mother.
Yes, yes.
Like, she'll go, oh, my gosh, I have this thing. And I'll be like, oh my God, so do I, the same thing. And she'll be like, oh my God, I've got shingles. And I'll be like, 4 days later, you're not going to believe this. I have shingles.
Ooh,
I mean, her and I,
nothing fun.
Oh my God.
Her and I are like, literally, if she's afflicted, I just wait 4 days and either her or I are afflicted with the same thing. It's like the most bizarre thing.
There's something that said that when women
yes.
are together,
cycle.
They cycle.
Uh-huh.
So
I haven't done that.
You haven't done that. Thank God.
I get the cramps, but I just attested that something I ate wrong.
I was going to say something that's kind of crude, but I don't even want to go there.
That was the chicken.
Yeah. Well, you guys, thanks for being on today. And, of course, we love our partnership with you. We love to open the magazine, and it makes our day. When we see you, we know that we've endured another month in a good way. You know, what it is to meet deadlines, what it means to Rhonda, so involved with the Riverfront Playhouse as well as the magazine. We're going to talk about that as well. We're going to fit that in there. But let's talk about the store for a little bit, James. I know it's kind of a triad of things today, but let's talk about the store for a minute.
So the store is progressing, not as fast as I'd like. There's been definitely some supply chain issues for us. You know, we are doing things differently in the new location than we did in our old place. We're kind of being able to explore and execute things that we have wanted to do for the last 10, 12 years the store has been open. So we're really excited to hear. I mean, we're really excited to be, putting that in place. But things have progressed in the last week. So I have an electrician there coming today. He was actually asking me to get in the building right now. And I was like, nope, sorry, I can't be there right now. I'm here. Our dishwasher showed up finally after 18 weeks of sitting on a boat out in the bay.
Oh, my gosh. Well, now, here people will wonder, like, why do you need a dishwasher? Yeah. Because you're going to be doing wine tastings.
Yep.
And you already are doing wine tastings.
Yep.
So you've got to do something with those glasses.
Yeah, now, the glasses are being boxed up after they're used. They're rinsed, but they go back down to the winery where mm-hmm. they have a dishwasher that mm-hmm. cleans them, and then we have to bring them back. So, so we will have our three-sink hand wash sinks.
Well, why don't you just hire a couple of these guys that I see just standing around out here, give them little yellow gloves.
I was gonna
and
say,
have them wash.
Have
them
you
wash
seen their hands?
Well, it's to protect the glasses. But to give them little yellow gloves and have them wash it and clean them.
Yeah, that would be nice.
It doesn't work that way.
No. So the whole thing that we're trying to do is really bring in new technology where we. And I know this sounds horrible because this is, kind of goes against, I guess, the grain a little bit of what we stand and believe in. But we're trying to do things as automated as possible because realistically, before the pandemic, it was not so bad. But the whole thing with employees and people wanting to work has seriously changed. And I'm not trying to bring anybody down, but the mental space of humanity right now is not my favorite,
right?
A lot of people don't really want to work, and they, so I won't get into that because this is the enjoy hour, but we're trying very hard to do as much as we can with as little people as we can.
Well, I hear what you're saying. We hear what you're saying.
And you really don't, now you really don't even have a choice. You have to do that because.
So if we were, like Ukraine. Mm. We know what that is to buy in. You better buy in or you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
So we as America have gotten fat and lazy mm-hmm. pretty generally. When I say we, I mean, look around, like, where are the people? Where's the pride? I mean, when we grew up, there was, first of all, my parents, I don't know about you guys, expected you to work.
Yeah.
There was no, at 15,
mm-hmm.
you were working.
Oh, yeah.
You had a job.
Yep.
You had a bank account.
Yep.
You had a social security number, and there was pride. If you didn't, well, forget about it. You booted out on your butt.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's just kind of like how you're raised.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of wonder what happened with, you can't talk to my son that way or talk to my daughter that way.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's kind of the trickle down.
It was kind of a village,
Yeah.
Isn't it funny, though, you think about it? Because I think about my kids and the conversations I have every day in our house, right? And it is not like that at all. In my house, you are guilty until proven innocent,
yes.
right? You learn to have respect for yes. adults and authority. They are well aware of that people abuse that. And
yes.
I am not one to then, on the flip side, my my boys have been taught that you don't take, you know, you don't take anything from anybody if it's unjust and unfair.
Right.
But they definitely know the difference between respect and being disrespected.
Well, you're old school. Yeah. And
they all work and they all contribute.
There you go.
And they all,
I'm not
you
saying
know.
Everybody in general, but I'm saying that when.
But it is a there's. I mean, I see it.
You see it with, as an employer. You're seeing that.
I see it as a shop owner.
As
a,
I
mean, just there are people that come in with their kids, and I am totally welcome to have children
yes.
in the store. We actually have a digital playground,
yes,
by the way.
Do.
But, you know, the kids will come in there and just bang stuff over and ransack it and knock it over. And you'll hear mom say, you know, oh, Johnny, don't do that. You know, and that's it. And they continue doing it. And then on top of it, the parents make no initiative to go pick up the mess or, I mean, so it's taught, right?
Yeah.
There's no responsibility. There's no, yeah. So it's amazing. It's amazing. But, again, I digress. The store is amazing. We're having a great time. The wine bar is open Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays from 4 until 8. Once our kitchen area is approved and we go through the proper training, we will hopefully be able to serve wine every single day starting at as early as 11.
Mm.
You've
got, you know, lunch crowds.
But we can sell wine for your gift crates and stuff anytime
yes.
that we're
yes.
open. So that's a really great thing.
Yeah. You know, I have never seen anybody advertise. I've gone through your Enjoy magazine, mm-hmm. as you know, every page, look at each thing. I've never seen anybody advertising breakfast wine.
Mimosas.
Yeah.
Brunch.
Yeah. White sparkling. You know, with
wake up
juice.
In the morning with a light Chardonnay.
Yeah.
You know, it goes with your eggs. I mean,
that would be beautiful.
We got to take a break here, and then we can get into the magazine part.
Yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is where we buy our guns. Why? Because John Bastiani is a great fellow who has amazing customer service. Not only that, he's going up against the big guys and has been doing this for 12 years and has been successful at it. He has everything that we want in the categories of long guns or pistols, ammo, all the accessories that go with it, and he's a great gunsmith. Everything's in stock at fair prices, plus discounts for veterans, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back with Enjoy the Magazine.
For the times they are changing, our mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing, enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. That was music from Steel Magnolia.
Steel Magnolia soundtrack. Thank you so much, Ashley. It's been, always comes in and says, what's next?
Yeah.
So she can hear her music. And, we're going to be talking about Steel Magnolias, but you have a read.
Cornerstone Community Bank, 15 years they've been here. I saw a real nice picture of Jeff Finken enjoying the magazine.
Yeah.
Talking about their plans. Cornerstone Community Bank is a locally owned, local board of directors that's been moving dreams forward, local dreams forward since the day they opened up. They have four branches, one in Red Bluff on Riverside Way, of course. Two right here in Redding, one on California Street, the other in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. And they opened up their latest one in Anderson at 2727 Ventura Street, or should I just say the old Kentucky Fried Chicken place that is world famous, not for chicken.
Yeah.
Cornerstone Community Bank.
for bathing.
We were talking about things that Redding is famous for.
Right.
You know,
there's a few of them.
There are, and that's one of them. The other one's with the guy that tried to cash a kited check from the church, but he had the FU tattooed on his forehead.
Yeah.
Then there was the man baby.
Yeah.
And the other one was that guy that tried to break.
Oh, the man baby, that's right.
Tried to break into Kent's.
Yeah.
I forgot about the man baby.
But let's talk about the fact that when you come to Shasta County and you come to Redding, you are, first of all, that's interesting because the downtown landscape is changing so much. We were out Friday night.
Isn't it amazing?
We hit the new restaurant that used to be Cleary's. Now is called The Shack. And that
Social.
Was packed. I mean, you could have sat there
at
the front door and just everybody you've seen in the last 15 years of being in Redding walked in the door. And then we went to the post office, pack. We walked all over Redding, downtown, and I didn't expect to because we thought we were going to go to an event that wasn't happening, but we were all dressed up. So I was in my spike shoes. We walked all over downtown, and I thought, we are in a happening place right now. Where are we? I said, we just went to sleep, and our baby grew up is what I said.
Yeah.
So while we've been going through this experience, so has Enjoy the magazine, Enjoy the Empire, Enjoy the store, and all the things that they're involved with. And through the years, we've got to know Rhonda and James on a personal level as well, and we've seen some of their great passions and what they've brought to fruition. And one of which is Rhonda, who used to be Ball and is now Alvy. Bring the Riverfront Playhouse into the building, into one of the most spectacular productions coming up, Steel Magnolias.
Yeah.
I'm so happy I get to do a plug on this because it's going to be really, really good. Steel Magnolias opens on March 11th, which is this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
On Thursday, there is a preview, and that's a $15 preview, kind of like a dress rehearsal, friends and family kind of thing, but it's open to the public. And so anyway, it opens on the 11th. The cast is amazing. They are all seasoned actors, and I just can't believe how much fun it's going to be. I've been working backstage. I've been helping one of the actors get dressed between scenes and doing hair and helping with
props. A lot
of
people don't know Rhonda is a licensed cosmetologist. She used to do hair many, many years ago.
Oh.
So she has the ability.
Oh, that's fantastic. I actually did just let my license expire about 2 years ago, so I'm no longer officially, so I don't get the good discounts at the beauty supply.
Why don't you do that? Why don't you get that so you can get
go ahead. Go ahead. I want to talk more about this, and we have tickets to give away, and we're very excited about this, attending the riverfront.
In the new location.
In the new location.
In downtown.
And, yep. And it's, you know, at a time where I know I'm going to be in town. So let's talk more about that. Directed by Aaron Haney Stewart and Marla Frost O'Brien.
And the really cool thing about these directors is they used to direct and act together at Riverfront in the 80s. They went on to other things. Aaron ended up being the first principal at UPrep. And so she had her family. She kind of quit the acting thing, had her family, and hadn't been in the theater for many, many years. Marla moved away. She lived in Chico for many years. She just recently moved back about a year and a half ago. She lives in the apartments downtown. And she just really – and she still had connections to a lot of people from Riverfront. So she came to the theater and said, hey, I want to get involved. And – we had this play come up, and we didn't have a director, and she said, well, I think I might want to direct it if I can get a friend of mine to do it with me. And they had been friends for many, many years, and Aaron agreed to do it, and they have like one
brain.
Killing
it.
They're killing it. They have, the two of them work so well together. They have one brain, so they're both on the same page about just about everything.
They broke both legs.
You know what? This is just amazing, and of course, when it's magic, it's magic.
It is.
Steel Magnolias is such a powerful story.
And the magic really is. Even when they were auditioning, I cried.
Mm.
It was amazing. Just the words that were coming out of their mouths were so
emotional. That's one of the movies that I actually saw it in the theaters, and I have to say, it's probably the only time I can ever remember welling up and crying, and within literally a split second laughing.
Yeah, right.
Thinking,
it's so funny.
And thinking this person can, this, you know, actress or actor.
Can take me.
Like literally just took emotions and made them crash into each other.
And what I think is really interesting is it is based on a true story. The author or the playwright, this is about his sister who had diabetes and decided, and about his family and his neighborhood.
Right.
So, and I think that's a really cool
story.
It's
from in the Deep South, actually 30 years ago.
Yeah.
When you think about that movie. It's by Robert Harling.
Mm-hmm.
And it, again, opens all the... Now, we are going to give tickets away. I'm glad that we talked about this. If you've not been to a production, or if you've not been to the Riverfront Playhouse, the brand new Riverfront Playhouse, worked so hard through the years with so many fundraisers to get the doors open for just like this, a Steel Magnolias opening March 11th. We have tickets right now for the first caller at 605-4567, and that would be for any night.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, cool.
Or some, I think you've got two Sunday matinees.
The first weekend, the 12th, and the weekend after that.
All right.
Tickets are going
on. Phones
are already ringing.
Absolutely. All right. So let's close this segment with some of the things that are happening in the magazine. James?
There's a great, great recipe. I'm looking at it because Carl's over there.
Salivating.
Yeah, he's drooling.
I was wondering if I was reading it wrong, if the whole thing was in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a great, it's cold fried chicken for like a picnic.
Oh!
Talk about Southern, right?
Yeah, good, because I know Carl loves fried chicken.
So do I, and I love it cold.
This is baked.
Is it?
There's no oil into this.
Okay, so it's faux.
And,
faux fried chicken.
Yeah, all right. Baked fried chicken.
But it looks like fried chicken, and you get away from
the
oil.
Well, you know, all these new tool ninja things that you have now that, you know, they make everything air fried. right? So they still call it frying, even though it's not. So yeah, we have a great recipe by Terry Toots. he has been one of our new contributors in our recipe section and brought a lot of really great, great recipes. And we're always excited because recipes are a big part of our magazine. You'd be surprised, you know, at the store, typically, we try to, every month we have a new recipe and then we will print those recipe cards and we try to keep the last 12 months of recipes at the store in a recipe card that you can come pick up.
And eventually, one day, you will have Enjoy the Cookbook and it'll be all those recipes.
And we've actually had one.
We did one early on.
Way
back. It was really cool.
And it was cool.
Maybe time to do that in 2023. All right, Christopher, you won those two tickets to Steel Magnolias. Come by the station here at 1326 Market Street. And Robert, if you're still listening, you won the two tickets to the St. Patty's Day for this weekend. So come by and get those as well, 1326 Market Street. Tickets will be at the front desk. If you come by, usually before 12 o'clock, somebody will be here. We'd love to see you today or tomorrow.
Sometimes
get your tickets.
It depends. We have an eclectic staff here that make their own hours, it appears. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repairs. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He's been doing this for a few decades. He doesn't take any chances with your family's safety. Looks at it, he'll fix that small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Bring your car or truck or RV in at to 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and analysis. He, like I said, he guarantees his work. Give Jeff Wurst a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Crackmaster Windshield Repair is a better-known business. We'll be right back.
Let me tell.
No, I'll tell. She made brazen overtures to a man who never had a friend in this town till she came
here. Hi, I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO for the Redding Rancheria. On behalf of the tribe, I am happy to announce that the federal government has unpaused its consideration of our casino relocation project. Perhaps you were unaware that the tribe has been working for years to relocate our current casino to our property along I-5 that the tribe purchased nearly 20 years ago. The casino relocation project will benefit the North State. Our buy local, hire local policy will spur growth and prosperity and will make our community even better. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stiefel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Hi, I'm Jack Putter Jr., Chairman for the Redding Rancheria. The Redding Rancheria is happy to announce that the federal government has unpaused its consideration of our casino relocation project to our I-5 property. Since purchasing the property over 20 years ago, we have carefully planned how to create a project benefiting the entire community, thus making hundreds of jobs and bringing millions of dollars to our local businesses. We will be buying local, hiring local, and provide a steady revenue for police and fire. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
And I'm feeling good.
Oh, your showgirl.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't help it. It just went right through my
body. Your showgirl showing.
I'm glad to say that some cylinders are still going. All right. Because sometimes I'm wondering, like, is everybody home? KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. By the way, Mike, if you're listening, Estate Granite guy, we thought we saw your truck in front of the, what's it called? The shack.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the new downtown place. And Carl was poking around looking for you, but I guess evidently that's like you have to buy a membership in order to eat in the back.
I don't know if they implemented that already.
I don't know.
I think it was my first time there.
I think they're just
letting everybody do everything just to get them to get their feet wet.
Okay. Yeah. So Mike at Estate Granite has been doing custom altering. He's a vocal supporter and it's a veteran owned business and, he does take attention and pay quite attention to detail and has an eye for perfection on anything that has to do with granite. Beautiful things, by the way. He just likes beauty in general, but he has done our kitchen and he's also
he's doing ours.
Absolutely.
In the store.
He's been doing our Enjoy store.
Our reception desk and our kitchen.
He's quite the artist. Mm-hmm. So, find out more from Mike. Or about Mike, and set up a consultation at 241 Stone. All right, we're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada. We're talking about Enjoy the Magazine, something that we all love to
March
do.
March 22.
Yeah.
I forgot.
And you've got a beautiful golfer on the front. My gosh, talk about
186.
Form.
Yeah, she's got beautiful form, huh?
Beautiful form, and when you open it up, she's got that, you know, how she, that tweak.
Spring, or swing into spring.
Mm-hmm.
Soar like the eagles. So there's a lot of plays, a lot of play in words here for March.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, we're going to be talking a little bit about, Simple Living Company, and that's on starting on page 32. Simple Living is owned by a husband and wife. It used to be
Wild Radish Studio.
Yes. And they purchased it from them and have, carried on and continue to expand and grow the business. Simple Living is found right off of California Street. So if you know where Theory is or Sketch and Press, it's just on the other side of Sketch and Press, which is the store that anchors the corner.
It's on Division
Street. Division Street, yeah. The one that just got all renovated that has all the connections for the bike paths and
stuff. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, this is a company that's kind of dedicated their heart to sustainable living, and the whole philosophy is, you know, that you can come in with your own packaging and buy things from bulk and refill so that you're not wasting packaging over and over again when glass is something that can be used, you know,
mm-hmm.
continuously. But they also produce products, so it's not just about just that kind of operation. They actually have a whole line of products that you can purchase within the store. We happen to carry the products in our store as well, so we're super proud of that. And it's just, you know, it's so it's literally its name, Simple Living. These are all products that are natural, organic, don't have harsh chemicals, that kind of thing that work. It's from facial toners to whipped tallow balms, to cleaning supplies.
Really?
Uh-huh. And I know I've been talking with them. They are in the process right now of designing their own brand of tallow soaps. They're really wonderful products. My wife uses a couple of them, really loves them. I use the cleaning supplies in the store. They have a hand soap that's made from local pine pitch.
Wow.
And it smells amazing. It's like Christmas in your hand every time.
I want to try this. That's right. I do want to try this.
Yeah.
It talks about here what their staple product is, whipped tallow.
Yes. So tallow has made a huge comeback, and we're seeing it across all different genres. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they're working on a soap. They have already a whip tallow balm that we sell in our store that's for the skin, face. Tallow, you know, for those that don't know, is just the term for rendered beef fat. I don't know, it sounds kind of gross.
It does.
but, you know, the tallow is... The beef fat is really great.
They used it for everything. Candles and everything.
Yeah. So, with that said, we also are now carrying Jenner Family Ranch tallow candles from Jenner Family Farms way up in the Etna
from
area.
From Happy Cattle.
Yeah. So, there are two new... Well, I mean, so there was... there's a butchery, or not a butchery, but a slaughterhouse up in the Weed area.
Right.
I keep saying, like, what's the valley? I can't think. Scott Valley area. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then there's the Five Marys that's up there.
Okay.
And they just got certified to have another slaughterhouse. So that's one of the first new slaughterhouses in America in I don't remember how many years that has been certified. It's not easy to be able to process beef. Bel Campo does it for the Jenner family, and that's where the tallow is rendered. So it's locally grown beef. It's processed locally. I mean, so it's
fantastic.
Yeah. So we carry the candles, and the candles right now, they only have one flavor, and it's like Dole Whip. It's like a pineapple, the Dole Whip that you get at like the Tiki House at Disney. That smell, so it smells really good.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to be honest with you, I am just mind blown by these tallow candles and how long they burn. We
really?
Have one sample that they gave us months ago before Christmas that we burn almost every single day. And it still is probably, I would say, just barely less than half full. It's like, it just burns. It's like magic.
Do you, just because it's just a ritual thing, burn a candle at the
store?
At the shop or store? Or do you do that because that's part of burning someone's candle for sales? Or
both.
Is it about
all
the scent of...
All the above.
The just having scentology, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, everybody comes into the store all the time and says, oh, it smells so good in here. What is that? And we don't really can say what it is. Some days we don't burn the candle, but a lot of times we do. But there's, you know, there's open soaps and stuff all around the store, so you really get to smell all kinds of things.
I like to go in, and when they have the open soaps, as I rub it on my body.
Mm-hmm.
And I.
Well, I've seen you lick a couple, so I've had to.
Yeah, it's mine, right?
Yeah. You and Ariana Grande have a problem.
Oh, my God.
She does it with donuts. You do it with soap.
I'm reliving my childhood. I had soap in my mouth more than I did on my
I was going to say, probably.
That was Mom's favorite place to put the soap, right in my mouth.
Hey.
I'd walk by, she'd say, open your mouth, stick a bar of soap in it.
Have you ever had your mouth washed out?
Excuse me.
My dad used to do that.
My
it
mom's
was
from
awful.
The hills of Kentucky. And let me tell you, she would put that soap in there.
And grind it through your teeth.
Grind it in there. And say that word again, honey. Bless your heart.
I know. I had that done too.
Did you?
Oh yeah.
When I was 6 years old, people thought I was rabid. I had so much froth coming out of my mouth.
Yeah, I mean,
you
it's
just
not
visualize
good.
That one. Okay, I never. No, I did not have soap put in my mouth.
Yeah.
I put hot sauce on my daughter's tongue because she had a habit of sticking her tongue out at me all the time. I said, if you do that again, I'm going to put hot sauce.
Well, I could see people do that with people who bite their nails. When every time you bite your nails, they would do something like that. But
thank God she didn't do that.
Yeah. Well, let's also not forget that Shameless O'Leary's, which we talk about, Shameless Irish Nachos is also a wonderful recipe that we've got in this March 22 recipe.
Oh, yeah.
Their love of recipes.
Yes.
Shameless, you know what? That's a hang, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, we haven't been in there a while. I think that's looking like I think I'm ready for some.
The Irish nachos are one of Rhonda's favorites.
Oh gosh, I love them.
Yeah,
the Irish nachos. Hey,
listen,
never had them.
So bad
I just got a little note
love
here. We have a caller that was asking when they can see the event calendar return to enjoy. And that's a really good question.
And it's a sore spot.
Okay.
Well,
just let me say this. We have an event calendar running on our website right now, and we're taking input from everybody. If y'all, and Pat Karch is the one that's running it, we're getting lots of people coming in with these events. All you have to do is type them in. And if you wanted to do that until you get yours worked
out, we're happy to
share
it. We're
more than happy to put your event on.
You know, we're just loving community, just like you.
You just go to our website and you go down to Pat. Yes, it's called Events. Click on events and it goes out.
Every day.
It has a calendar.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that's starting to get come back now.
Yeah. Well, and that's been the biggest issue for us. Is obviously pandemic just basically killed anything for a while.
And then
we launched a new website, and we did actually have some difficulties. There were some things that were not, the plugin wasn't working right. From what I understand, when Rhonda said it's a sore subject, that has all been rectified as of just this week. So our calendar of events website as well at enjoymagazine.com, and if you go to list your calendar or your events on our calendar, that's going to start again.
Okay.
And as soon as that starts to propagate, then I think we'll start seeing the calendar come back into the magazine. So hopefully that answers the caller's question, and it is a great, great question.
And until then, come into KCNR 1460, look at our events calendar, and we have dozens and dozens of things on there.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's a lot to do again.
Yeah, there is, and it's beautiful. Like we said, we walked down, as Linda was talking about, down the street. The place was packed on Friday.
Downtown Reading.
It was first Friday.
Yep.
There was Oklahoma going on from Reading School of the Arts.
We had live music.
So many things going on.
Even at the store.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have a calendar of events that are starting through Bernsini where we're actually doing events during wine tasting. So we just did one of our
great. You start at Enjoy.
Yeah.
Because you're kind of on the far end.
Did you have music?
And then work your
way
down.
We did have music, yeah. But the other night we actually had pottery. We had a potter the 40 years that worked in Napa for years come in and do classes with, and you got to make pottery. She took it away and fired it, but you got to drink wine and do pottery.
I want to know next time. I love that.
Market
I want to do that.
Street and start with you all and walk all the way down Market Street to the far end, and you'll need help.
Yep.
Because there's so much going on there. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's open, and it's so good to see it. We got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. We love it. They're really super people. They have a great selection of different types of jewelry, including ones that you can design yourself if that's what you wish. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday. We'll be right back, 8:46 in the morning. It's 54 degrees, and the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. We'll be right back.
When you're downtown, no final place for sure. Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and the Tap House rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House Pizza, Pasta, Grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, flippin' hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. We're on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. Tomorrow, Turtle Bay, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Really want to catch up on COVID with that because what happened to COVID? It's anyway,
it's a word we don't want around.
We also have another.
What are you talking about?
We also have an organization that is organizing parents to help fight back. And it should be interesting to listen to a pastor out of Southern California. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, my place of choice since I've lived here, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. They work by appointments only, 244-9478. Is Cypress Square Barbershop. Love these guys. Okay, we're here with James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Magazine, and we're talking about a guy that's been on our show twice, and will be on
that's
again.
That's pretty profound what's happening.
Yeah, you know, it's called, it's the...
Emergent 3D.
Emergent 3D, printing technology for concrete houses. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so I have had the pleasure of having them on our show as well, and we also had Donna Jamian and Matthew Giles, who have partnered to create Emergent 3D. As most people know, Donna Jamian Town has Donna Jamian Construction. Matthew and his wife actually were in, I think, were they in Beirut for a long time doing missionary work, Lebanon? And
Beirut, Lebanon.
Yeah, they had to leave the country, and, you know, that kind of really the situation there kind of moved Matt to want to do something. And so they've created this Emergent 3D, which is a company that is bringing in technology from I think it's Holland?
Norway.
No, it's not Norway either. What's the one? Anyway.
In between?
Yeah. Like, it's right in there. Yeah. Where's Copenhagen?
Denmark.
So thank you.
Denmark.
There we go.
Yeah.
Denmark. My apologies to Philip.
Everybody.
Yeah, for Philip. So they have licensed and then purchased the technology from a company in Denmark that's called Cobod, and they are the leader right now in the world for 3D printing. And I say that in the sense that they have the most units actually out in the wild that are actually printing in like four continents. So what will be happening is Emergent 3D is actually partnering with the city of Reading, and they are – I just went to the groundbreaking ceremony. Mm-hmm. It's at Enterprise Park. So right between the soccer fields and Kids Kingdom is a lot that the city has donated, and they are going to be printing the first – 3D printed home in California at that location, and then there's a family that's going to be adopted, and they will live in the home, and they will work at the park, in maintaining and keeping the park safe and opening and closing and all that kind of stuff. So it's kind of a really cool partnership. And then they have a secondary location, and I can't remember off the top of my head where it is, but they also will be building the first 3D printed church. That's already being going through the city for approval. So, the Emergent 3D is actually through the whole process of getting approvals, through the state of California and through, you know, county and city. So they are the first to be get granted permits and have, you know, City of Reading has done an awesome job in working with them to go through this the permitting process, since this is all brand new technology. Everything, there was nothing to follow. So it was really, it's really been started here.
Well, they're hoping to, be building, 1200 homes a year by 2026.
Yep.
And with 38 3D printing machines spread out across California. People say, well, you're going to cut back on workers. No. You're going to do is
they're just going to be changed.
They're changing on how they do it, but yep. They're still going to need to be.
They're still yeah.
You know, you got to have the pad. You got to yep. have everything that yep. goes with it, and then you have to have the interior.
Yeah.
And that's going to be interesting because yeah, so we're very interested in doing something like this.
Well, and I've talked to them about it because you know if you go to YouTube and you watch 3D printed homes, it's pretty yeah. amazing. But there's different levels of it.
Right.
So these homes because they are more of the traditional home as far as size. The machine that they've purchased now can do up to 6,000 square foot.
Right.
That's
three stories.
3,000 each story, yeah.
Right.
So you'll see a lot of this stuff being done online. These are much smaller homes that can be done in like 48 hours, right? And for $10,000. But these are, that's like an open concept, one bedroom, one bath kind of casita. Right? So that's what a lot of people are familiar with. So these larger homes, still require quite a bit of craftsmanship and different trades because, you know, the walls are all printed, but a lot of times, joists in the ceiling or floor and stuff still are stick. So it's a kind of a hybrid. So it does really reduce the cost. It really does a great number when it comes to fire resistance.
Yeah. He says we can't call it fireproof.
Well, nothing is.
Nothing is. But
I mean, you see concrete buildings burning somehow.
Yeah. Getting the exterior up. Mm-hmm. Now that's after you have the pad, you have mm-hmm. all the, you know, septic or you're hooked into the sewer, everything like that. Then they come out and then they lay it out.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, a pad has to be built to the specifications,
yep.
as we all know. But they can put it up in 48 hours.
Yeah.
And then the real work starts.
But, yep.
Think about that. And he said anywhere from 35% to 40% less cost,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the exterior.
In the beginning, I think they said 13%, but as they start building them and getting to scale, okay. then it will drop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because the first ones really are going to take a lot more
time.
Effort because they're learning, right?
Probably more employees.
Yeah, and you're structurally trying to, you know, make sure that everything is much lower.
As they're laying the walls, there's Linda out with her level. You know, on every 2 feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not kidding. There is some truth to that. But, you know, you let the experts be the experts. And I think this is very exciting. Right now it feels futuristic, but it's right here. It's ready. Just like we talked about this downtown. You know, we closed our eyes and our baby grew up. This mm-hmm. is what's happening with the downtown area. And you guys, it was wonderful that you've moved. You expanded your store. We're so happy to have you join us today again. We've got Rhonda Alvey and James Masada. We've been talking about what's going on in the Enjoy, the store. Can't wait to try some of that new whipped up, whatever it's called.
Hello.
What's it? Yeah, I want to try some of that.
Okay, you
I'm
two
definitely
have,
in.
You two have last words here.
Uh-huh.
Well, good. Not last word.
Good, you know. Goodbye.
Goodbye. No, sorry, we've get got tickets an, for we've got Steel Magnolias.
We have one more minute. So
yeah, I know.
Steel Magnolias is coming.
Yeah.
If you haven't been to enjoy the store, the new one.
Come down and grab yourself a bag of Sober Dough. In the back of the magazine, it's the ad. This was our
Sober
product.
Dough.
Our product for Christmas that we could not keep in stock.
Wow.
You just open a can of beer, pour it in, mix, and bake a beautiful loaf of bread.
Ooh. And it's good. It's really good.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
All
that's
right.
All you have to do is just make
yeah,
it up.
And if you don't want to use a beer, you can use a can of sparkling water.
Okay, well, we're going to give some more tickets away to Steel Magnolias tomorrow. Because we really want you guys to put butts in the seats, fill the seats. And we're going to be talking to Turtle Bay tomorrow, too, about the new King Tut exhibit. I will be here for that.
Has Ashley used the King Tut song yet?
Not yet, but tomorrow.
I'm sure she didn't warn me that she was going to talk about it.
It will be
but
you.
It will happen.
King Tut.
Well, thanks a lot for what you.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
thanks a lot for what you all do for our community too.
My pleasure.
Not just talking theater, but all the other things that you do. Y'all, you know, with the Movies in the Park. You know, we talked about how that may be. You know,
Movies in the Park were. Yeah,
it'd be special ones. Not every week, but all the other things that you do for our community,
that.
And it is appreciated so much.
Well, the feelings are mutual. They really
okay.
are.
Okay. Like we said, Turtle Bay, Shasta Regional Medical Center, updates as we can on what's happening in Ukraine. The Russians have said, hey, you do these four things, we'll stop military actions. Of course, one of them is changing their constitution.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's just one
what
of
a great way to drop the day.
Well, the thing is that we live in a blessed country. We live in peace. We live in a country of plenty, and that we should be thinking about all the reasons we're grateful for being here and not all the little things that could be wrong. Tomorrow,